glad I didn't tell my parents what I had just done. 30 minutes before my guests arrived, I looked at my 10-ounce tub of taco meat that I had bought at the grocery store and realized two things. One, I didn't have enough food. I don't even think I had taco shells. Two, I really wanted to host, but I had no idea what I was doing. So I ran away. That's right. And I went with my family to a Chinese restaurant. I know, right? It's so bad. To this day, I don't think my parents know that story. Yeah. I abandoned my hungry guests to arrive at a dark, empty house with no one answering their knocks. Ah. I groaned thinking about how awful this was and how horrible a host I started out being. I could have let that be my legacy, but I decided to change that and to not abandon anyone anymore. Now I've hosted dinner parties, Bible studies, barbecues, cookouts, and I still haven't gotten all the way through to everyone in the local church directory. So today, I'd like to share some of the big lessons and address some of the roadblocks that pop up when trying to do this hospitality thing. My title today is also a hosting challenge. Expand your circle 6 times per year. Expand your circle 6 times per year. Acts chapter 2. So a few years ago, I was expanding my circle and invited someone over. But my guest sat stunned at my invitation and said, "Really? I'd love to, but I haven't been invited over to a church member's house for over 20 years. I was shocked. If this one person fell through the cracks, who else has? That situation felt very different than what was going on in the early New Testament church in Jerusalem after Pentecost. Let's read about that in Acts 2, Acts chapter 2. Let's look at verse 42, Acts 2, verse 42. "And they," speaking of all the followers of Jesus, "continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." And in verse 46, if we'll jump there, "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart." The Bible commentaries have many variations of what breaking of bread means, but overall there are two general definitions: the breaking of bread and the drinking of wine associated with the Passover, which is likely what verse 42 is talking about, and then the breaking of bread associated with eating a group dinner together, which is likely what verse 46 says. Matthew Henry summarizes the Jesus followers this way, quote, "They did not turn hermits, but were very intimate with one another and took all occasions to meet. See how these Christians love one another. They were concerned for one another, sympathized with one another, and heartily espoused one another's interests," end quote. I have found that one of the most intimate ways to get to know others is to share a meal in a home. If you came over to my house, you would learn that I own a 10-foot rainbow slinky. Yes. And then I'm owner of not one, but two bidets. Yes. For me, starting out, hosting was completely out of my league. I was still living in Tennessee a few years after my taco meat story, and I remember one morning praying, "And God, when you eventually marry me off, I actually will start hosting." I knew hosting was the right thing to do. I knew one of the actions to be emulated of elders in Titus 1 was to be hospitable. I knew 1 Peter 4 said, "Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." And I have the audacity to make deals with God. You know, you get me hitched, I'll host. Seems good to me. I'm still not sure whether it was God or my conscience that replied, but it said, "And what's stopping you from learning now?" To tell you the truth, it was this expectation or vision in my head of the perfect couple in the perfect house, serving the perfect food to the perfect guests. That same thing is why hosting can make us think thoughts like, but my house is a wreck, or my house is simply not big enough. These are real, understandable concerns, but are focusing on what's likely an unrealistic expectation. It's really easy to forget that what your fellow church member appreciates more than experiencing the ornate dinners at Downton Abbey is being thought of and invited. It's amazing how powerful that simple thing is, to be known and seen. And for what it's worth, personally, I find hosting a great motivator to keep my place clean, but certainly not ornate. To learn how to host, I've watched how some of you have done it. I've co-hosted with friends at their houses. I've hosted in my old 500-square-foot apartment, my current 1,000-square-foot house, and at feast dwellings through the years. I never really had a big place, and yet still had folks over. And the overwhelming result has been very, very positive, encouraging for me, but even more for my guests, even if all we had was a very non-fancy Southern casserole. But those were some of the best dinners, because it was more about the people than the food. In the book Made to Stick, the authors Dan and Chip Heath persuasively argue that from the research, healthy and functional families all share a limited set of attributes, namely eating together and having fun together. And to me, this is the connection to our congregation, which is basically just an extended family. Eating together brings us together. Dysfunctional families and disconnected congregations have a million different causes, but healthy families and congregations share some basic attributes. I opened our Instant Church Directory app on my phone and found this in the introduction written by our pastor. It says, "As the ecclesia," which is Greek for church, "we are the household of God that has been called out and brought together. With this understanding, we cannot be stay-at-home recluses or independent Christians. Using this directory can help bring us together in unity as we grow in our relationships with each other and with God." End quote. Do we know our family members, and have we checked in with them through being hospitable? So I'd like to level set us with a game plan for how to take on the hosting challenge, specifically expanding our circle 6 times per year, by recommending you start out with the idea of comfort food. Because the main dish helps set everyone's expectations. I remember growing up, my mom had 5 kids under the age of 12, including a toddler, and had no time for smoked quail drizzled with pomegranate reduction, right? But boy, did we love her chicken pot pie. Man, it's super easy for anybody that's busy like my mom was, super delicious, and really sets a tone for your hosting as a comfortable home. So here's your game plan. If you're taking notes, write out these words on their own line. What, where, when, who? Those 4 words. What, where, when, who? Those are the 4 aspects of hosting. Next to what, put Mama Nitzberg's pot pie. All right, cool. Next to where, put down an idea of where to host, whether it be your house or a friend's, in the dining room, in the backyard, or even in the living room. Just make sure the TV is not on. Next to when, put a date about 2 to 4 weeks in the future. It doesn't have to be a Friday or Saturday night dinner, but I find those usually to be the most convenient for my church fam. And then next to who, write 2 people or families that you go to church with that you don't know that well that you would like to get to know better. 2 people or families. Let's just take a moment. And you don't have to have both of them over at the same time, of course. 2 people or families. All right. Below your 4 W's, put pot pie recipe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going Betty Crocker live right now. All right, so let me get my stuff out. Yes, we're literally doing this. We're doing a cooking show. Then, all right, so 9x13 pan. This is a casserole dish. Awesome. Butter it. All right, now that we've got it buttered, now basically you'll need to mix together three ingredients. 2 cans of canned chicken. Shelf stable, always have some in my cabinets. Awesome. Mix together that, 2 cans, mixed veggies. Boom. Then, finally, 2 cans, cream of chicken soup. Boom. All those mixed together, pour in. That's your filling. Great. Next, melt 1 cup of butter. All right? Then, mix together 1 cup of flour, and then 1 cup of milk. Stir that all together. That becomes your filling, or that becomes your crust. Pour that right on top, all right? Then, for the final touch, garlic salt. Shake, 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 shake. And then, for the fun part, I always find the fun, make a design of some sort with Italian seasoning. I love diagonals. I'm not sure why, but I love diagonals. Or a maze. You can also do a maze on top. Looks really, really pretty after it's all done. All right, then basically you put it in the oven, 375 degrees, for 1 hour. At the end of that, broil it for just a few minutes until it's golden brown. You've got yourself a pot pie. Now, generally, I usually make 2 of these, which serves 6 to 10 people with leftovers, great for lunches. As of Thursday's pricing, all these ingredients for 2 pot pies would cost under $19 at the Aldi's grocery store. Delicious, simple, economical. So, after doing all of that, invite your guests probably 1 to 2 weeks out, and then when they confirm, yes, I'm coming, you can tell them the time for the actual meal. Now, note that families with young kids, I've found, generally appreciate an earlier start time because of bedtimes. I've also learned that it makes the host's life easier generally when you can ask your guest to bring a side, a drink, or a dessert. The host doesn't have to do it all, right? The sides for a pot pie that work well are usually salads, mac and cheese, or mashed taters. I mean, we are talking Southern comfort food, right? There you have it, a game plan that you can adjust as you see fit to take on this challenge. Friends, I started out wanting to be a host, but I ran away, leaving my friends to feel isolated and hurt. Please learn from my irresponsibility that now, right now, is a great time. In fact, frankly, after the last 2 years, a super needed time to ensure that our church family is healthy. As Romans 12 says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, not lagging in diligence, given to hospitality. And if you'd like to learn more firsthand, let me know after church. I'm co-hosting at a friend's house tonight. Take the hosting challenge. Expand your circle at least 6 times per year.